Rich Robinson here with Leonard Pitts Jr. He's a nationally syndicated columnist for the Miami Herald. Also spoke earlier today at the University of Alabama at a colloquium, part of the School of Social Works colloquium series. That event's also tied into the Through the Doors series, which commemorates the 50th anniversary of the desegregation of the University of Alabama. Mr. Pitts, appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, we were talking just before we came on air here a few seconds ago about the sorority segregation scandal, and we're going to talk about your work and what you talk more, you know, nationally about as well. But it has been this summer and this fall as well has developed into a real kind of confluence of events on race issues in America. At least it seems like that. Now, some could argue, well, it's always like that.
Right.
But there's been some high-profile events. And here at the university, obviously, our local Crimson White, which is a student newspaper, came out with an article kind of highlighting the sorority segregation still on campus. So what is your takeaway from that?
I think it's interesting. It's sad, obviously, that this is still going on, but I think it's very interesting, the timing of it. You know, the fact that it happens in this at this university at this time, in other words, 50 years after the George Wallace's infamous stand in the door, that as we are commemorating the progress that has been made since 1963, we are reminded of how much progress hasn't been made since 1963. I just find that very fascinating, you know, confluence there.
Sure. Do you think, though, that, I mean, it is a coincidence in some ways, but do you think that this past summer with the Trayvon Martin case, with a lot of other incidents across the country, and especially down in Miami and other areas as well, do you think that we are seeing a time and an opportunity for the nation to address this issue on a way that we normally don't?
I think there's always opportunities. I mean, before there was this, there was, you know, there were other things. There's always, there was Shirley Sherrod, there was Don Imus. There's always some sort of, you know, big racial circus that comes to town, you know, in terms of, when I say circus, in terms of media coverage and excited response from all sides. So I don't think there's ever any shortage of reasons to cover this, but I don't think that this will be any more or less of an impetus for us to do so. We are very resistant to talking about these matters. They scare people, and people will look for any excuse not to talk about them, and when they do talk about them, they tend not to talk about them very sensibly, sensitively, you know, or intelligently. So, you know, I apologize if I sound pessimistic, but I don't think that this is going to prove to be any great sea change in the way we talk about these things now.
Well, at the university, at least locally, there has been some change. A series of women, about five or six, you know, did get into the traditionally white sororities, and the university was instrumental in doing that. Now, people will argue, probably correctly, that the university had to get dragged there.
Right.
They weren't leading the way. They were getting dragged by the student body. So do you think that there needs to be institutional change, or does that change have to come from outside of the institution?
I think there needs to be institutional change. You're right. Not only, you know, is it that the school has to be dragged there, but essentially what you're talking about, that these young ladies were able to join the sorority, is sort of analogous to, okay, we've cured or at least addressed a symptom of the disease, but we haven't dealt with the disease. So, you know, that is sort of, you know, looking at that as if it's some sort of fundamental change, you're really kind of fooling yourself. It's almost like a mirage. It's almost like a ghost. You're saying, okay, we've got these girls in here, these young ladies in here, so we've solved the problem, we've addressed the problem. You actually haven't solved or addressed the problem. The problem is the attitudes, one, the attitudes that allowed the segregation to go on, and two, the attitudes that allowed this to apparently, from what I understand, be an open secret on campus and nobody said anything. None of that has been addressed by the fact that these young ladies are in these sororities.